Okay, so I want to, first of all, I want to revisit the Rambam about the Makkah Oviv. It's a separate laugh. So, last time we met, we talked about, we discovered Charis Din in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam, the end of Sharish Yudalid, in the Hakdamah to the mitzvahs, the Rambam writes that the Ashara of Makkah Oviv, the Rambam asks like this, the Rambam says, we have a rule, Ein Einish Nelem Ken Masirim. So there has to be an Asar for Makkah of Vimei, but the Torah only says an Einish, doesn't say an Asar. So the Rambam says, it's learned to have from a Kavach Haimah. And even though Ein Masirim Min Adin, usually we have a rule that Ein Masirim Min Adin, Taisa says Ein Masirim Min Adin. Says the Rambam, Ein Masirim Min Adin is only when the Einish is not Mefurish, but Torah. But where the Einish is Mefurish, then the Asar could be learned to have from a Kavach Haimah. So Al-Kapanim, it says in that Rambam, that the Asar of Makkah of Vimei is learned to have from a Kavach Haimah. Or the same thing by Makal. Or the same logic should apply to Makal. The Rambam says that the Rambam counts Makal also as a separate lap. Where's the Asara? So, Mustam, you have to say also that it's learned out from a Kavach Haimer, from Makal as Chaver. So the Rambam doesn't spell it out. I think the Rambam only talks about Makal over, Bimai, over there in the Hakdama. So, or the same logic applies. That's also the Rambam certainly counts that also as a separate mitzvah. Where's the Asara? I have to say the same thing. It's a Kavach Haimer. So that's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Yeah.
Isn't that a Matzad for Mikal?
What?
Isn't it for Mikal, isn't it just a Matzad from
a little bit of Kavach Haimer from the Matzad. No, the Rambam, the Gemara makes it a Matzad. Rather, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin says that Mikal Dayan is learned to add from Melech Moshe Kal. That's the Asara. And Mikal Nosi is from Nosi Bam Chol Isar. And Mikal Eschaveiro is from Moshe Kal Chayrish. It's three separate laven, and then Makov doesn't really have its own asara, but it's also a separate. It's also a separate lav. Gemara makes it into a matzah. The Rambam, that the Rosh Kalim talk about. The Rambam said the Hilchos Sanhedrin doesn't seem to work so much with the matzah. It doesn't make a difference. Let's say even if it's a matzah, there's a matzah to Makal Eschaveri. There's no separate asara for. Where's the separate asara for Makov? From some, it's a Kavach Haimer from the. And the Kavach Haimer could run along the same lines. Madach Chaveroi, that's Mutter and based in. Nonetheless, Chutzla based in, isn't this to be Makalo? It's an Asara to be Makalo. So, over we're not allowed to be Makalo, even in based in. So, it's a Kavach Haimer. The same Kavach Haimer we have in Agamah. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that Ari pointed out last time, that the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, when he talks of, in Hilchas Mamrim, rather, the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, says, what's the Ashara for Makkah of Vimei? The Rambam says, because he's Bechlal, Chayvel Bechaveri. Is the Rambam here, Mamrim? Doesn't say anything about a Kavach Haimer. He says, just identical. The Ashara of, we do the Rambam, Perikei. This we left off as a Kasha last time. Asor shemakav ovi miminayin. It's in Hilchos Mamrim, Perkei Halacha Ches. Oynish shemanu, asor lo shemanu. The Torah says oynish doesn't say an asor. Says the Ram, hoyel humusa shel lahakos odom Yisrael, hari ovi mi bechal. There's an asor to be makir, to be choyel v'chaveiro. He saw ovi mi, he's bechal, choyel v'chaveiro. He doesn't say it's a separate asor with the Kavach Haimer. He says just included in the asor of makav ovi mi. So that's a steer to what he says in the Yad. The Adi seems to hold, it's more like the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Makkah Ovimah doesn't have its own Asar. It's just included in the Asar of Chayvul B'Chaver. It doesn't have its own Asar. The Ramban holds it doesn't need its own Asar. I ain't Ein Shanelim Kein Masirim. The Ramban holds Ein Ein Shanelim Kein Masirim doesn't mean that every Einish has to have its own Asar. Every Einish has to have an Asar, but the Asar could be broader. The ambit of the Asar could be broader than the Einish. But the Ramban holds, that's the Chayvul B'Kudus HaMachaykas between the Ramban and the Ramban. The Ramban holds, everybody agrees, the Gemara says, Ein Einish Elim Ken Masirim. Every Einish needs an Asara. But the Ramban holds, the Asara could be broader than the Einish. The Asara could be for being Makkah anybody, and then there's a special Einish for being Makkah over Bimai. That doesn't contradict the rule that Ein Einish Elim Ken Masirim. There is an Asara. The Asara includes a lot of things, and in one of those cases, there's an Einish of Chiyuv Misa. That's the Ramban. And the Rambam understood the rule of Ein Einish Elim Ken Masirim, apparently, to mean that if there's a special Einish for Makkah over Bimai, there has to be a special Asara for Makkah over Bimai. Where is that Asara? It says the Rambam is learned that from a It's learned that from a Kal Vachomer. That's what he says in the Yad. But here in Hilchos Mamre, he has more along the lines of the Ramban. He says that just included in the Asar of Makir Adam. So that's the Chorez theory. And it's doubly fair because the Ram, maybe it's just the Chazar and the Ram, but the Ram in Hilchos Mamre does count Makir Adam as a separate lap, separate from the lap of Chayvul B'Chaveira. The Chorez because it has its own Asar. Maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe the Ram and the Yad holds it's enough. It has its own Oymish. That's enough to make it into a separate lap. But Akoponim, it's still a stira in the Ram. The emes is that there's a stira not only between the Ram and the Hukas Mamrim and the Ram and the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ram and the Sefer Mitzvahs himself is L'chayr HaSeser himself. Because on the one hand, in the Hakdama, as we've been saying, Mishayosh Dalid, the Ram says, where's the Ashara from Akko of Bimai? So we just said, it's a Kabachimim. There must be an ashar from Akal of Bimai. Says the Rambam, it's a Kavachimer. I ain't Masirim and Adin. Hold on, because the Rambam, are we at rule ain't Masirim and Adin? A Kavachimer can't be used for an ashar. Says the Rambam, that's only where the Einish is not Mufurish Batara. Where the Einish is Mufurish Batara, then you could learn out an ashar from a Kavachimer. No, so the Rambam there is a great pains to tell me that the ashar of Akal of Bimai is a separate, special ashar from Akal of Bimai. What is that ashar? A Kavachimer. Apparently, you can't just say it's and the Chor the same thing for Mekal. On the other hand, by Mekal itself, the Rambam loses to say Shin Yud Ches in the Sefer Mitzvahs when he talks about the loses of Mekal of the Imai. Says the Rambam. Mishnah Shin Yud Ches. He shehizironu shalei lekalel avaim. And the Ram goes on. Omnam loshen atar ba'einish shemavu. The Torah says explicitly ba'einish. The kal of v'imvais yumos. Ulam ashora hinei lo yispar b'kos of mavu. But where's the ashora from the kal of v'imvais? That's not anywhere explicit in the Torah. He says the Rambam. And Ram goes on and says, "Lo yomer lo yisakal l'avicho." There's no special asara for being mekal l'yisakal l'avicho. Says the Rambam, "Aval kodem lonu ki bo asara mikil es kol ishmi Yisrael." The asara is because the Torah did say an asara to be mekal an ishmi Yisrael. V'zek koylel ha'av v'zulosay, and that includes an av because an av is included in ishmi Yisrael. If your father is a dayan, so he goes into the he's in the asar of elihim leisakal because he's also a dayan. The in nasi, and if your father's a nasi, so he goes into the asar of nasi v'am chaloisar. If he's burhu, and if he's none of the above, just a regular guy, so he goes into the asar of mekalel kol adam yisrael, which is leisakal chayrish. And then this is a binyan mishloshta. The kitzur. So the Rambam says, here the Rambam says that the ashara of Mekal of Imoi is because he's included in the other asharas of Elohim Leisakal, Nosi Bam Chaleisor, Leisakal, Cheresh. Nothing to do, doesn't say anything about a Kabbal Chaymer. So how does that work with the Rambam here in the Sefer Mitzvahs itself? So it's not a Kabbal Chaymer at all. So it's nothing to do with, how does that stand with the Rambam in Sharish Yudalit? Who says that the Asar from Makov Vimoy, presumably from Makal too, because it's the same logic. They have exactly the same rules. It's the same structure. They're both Osir and based in they're both Mutter and based in. Everything about Makal of Vimoy, Makov Vimoy, they're structured exactly the same. So and the Ram in the Yad said that there has to be a special Ashara for Makov Vimoy. And the Ram is bothered, it's Kavachimer and Shimon Adin. He says, well, this is Mufur, so you could be Madish Shimon Adin. And here the Rambam says, in Shin Yud Ches, the same Sefer Mitzvahs, just a little bit later, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs itself says that it's not a Kal V'Chomer, the Ashor for Mekal Ovim is not a Kal V'Chomer, it's just included in Mekal Tzchaveri because of B'Chal. So it's an internal stira in the Sefer Mitzvahs. For that matter, there's an internal stira in the Rambam and the Yad. The Lecha Mishnah asks. The Rambam in the Yad says, that what's the asar for makal avimai, because he's included in Odom Yisrael. And the Rambam says the same thing by makal. The Rambam in Perkei Halacha Dalet asar of mamrim asar shem makal avimai minayin. Where's the asar for makal? Oyna shemana. But asar, where's the asar? Says the Rambam aval asar is harei b'chal is a kal cheresh. The asar is because he's included in the kal cheresh. Hoyel vum musa shleilakal Odom Yisrael harei oved b'chal Yisrael. So the Rambam in the Hilchas Mamrim says that there's no special asara for Mekal Oviv. It's just included in the asara of, just included in the asara of Lesekal Chesh. Es Lecha Mishnah, but the Rambam himself in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Chavov, says, say like this: Kol Mekalal Dayan Midayonu Yisrael Oyver Beloisase Shenemer Lehim Loisakala. That's number one. One lot. V'cheinim Kilul Hanosi Echad Rosh Hashanhedrin Agdayel Oyam Melech. Whether Nosi could be either the Abbeistin or the Melech Oyver Beloisase Shenemer Benosi Ba'am Kolisar. It's another lot. V'lo Dayan Benosi Belvad Ela Kol Mekalal Echad Yisrael Loike Shenemer Loisakala Cheresh. There's Lav Loisakala Cheresh, which that's the Asarot of Mekalal Estama person. V'lo Menem Cheresh. Why say Cheresh? Shafilu zesh einu shemeivel, and it's tired of klal zul loikal kolosu. Cheresh means even a cheresh, even though he didn't hear what you're saying, still also to be mekalim. So that includes every other misro. Says the Rambam, hoyel mekal kol other misro chayim. Since there's a lot to mekal any other misro, and you like it, so lo meyichid lav ledayin velav lenosi lechayv shtayim, to give it to be mechayv extra yisur. Nimseis alamid shemekal echad misro ben ish ben ishu ben gadol ben katan loika achas. Bimkil dayin loike shayim, bimkil nasi loike sholish. Uben nasi shekil aviv chayiv mishum arba shemis sholish shekolam achas mishum haav. The Rambam says if somebody's father was a nasi, he's chayiv four malchus. He's chayiv misa too, but I suppose they weren't mastering for misa. He's chayiv four malchus. He's chai for Mikhail Nosi, for Mikhail Dayan, for Mikhail Odom Yisrael, and for Mikhail Ovid. He gets Malkus four times. He gets the Lecha Mishnah. Why does he get four Malkus? There's no lav for four Malkus, and he four lav. And where's the extra lav for where's the extra lav for Mikhail Ovid? Mikhail Ovid, the Rambam said, is because he's Bechlal Odom Yisrael. Why does he get a separate Malkus? Maybe it will be a separate Kavachomer, like the Rambam said. But the Rambam said it's not a separate Kavachomer. It's he's Bechlal Echad Yisrael. So why does it warrant a separate? So he has a chiyuv misa, but why does it have a separate malchus? It's very analogous to the seer that we had in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Sefer Mitzvahs, on the one hand, he says that the ashar in the minyan mitzvahs in shin yutes, he says that the ashara for mekal oviv is because he's bechal odom Yisrael, and in the shoshim he says that it's a separate ashara that Sultan learned after mekal v'chaymer. Same, very similar seer in the Rambam and the Yat. The one in Hilchas Mamrim he says that the ashara for mekal oviv is because he's bechal mekal echon Yisrael, which is the same thing by Hakko. He's bechal mak odom Yisrael. And Hilchas Sanhedrin he says that there's a separate malchus for mekal oviv over and above the malchus of mekal odom Yisrael. But the Mechilta also doesn't say that there's an extra. The Mechilta also says that he's included in. There is a Mechilta that is like Arba, but there's two Mechiltas. So one Mechilta is like Arba, this Ram is a Mechilta, and then there's the Mechilta the Ram quoted, maybe it's in the same place, I don't know, that says that that where's the Ashara? Because he's included in what you're off of Dayan, so he's a Dayan. If he's a Nosi, then he's a Nosi. And if he's a Boor, so he's Bechal, he's a Kal Cheresh. So the Mechilta says, like the Ram, that it's included. So I think what all of this tends to is that the kavachomer that the Rambam is talking about, when the Rambam said there's the kavachomer for Makke Aviv, he doesn't mean the kavachomer of Agamar, that the madach in Beis Din where a regular person is a mitzvah shalei lahakos. In Agamar we had a complicated kavachomer, madach in Beis Din. Mami Shemitzel Akaisi, Mitzvah Shalila Kaisi, Misha Aina Mitzvah Kaisi, Misha Mitzvah Shalila Kaisi, The Gemara thinks he's talking about Ovim. The Gemara thinks it means Madach, a regular person who you're allowed to be makin based in. You're not allowed to be makin chutzla based in. So Oviv, who you're not allowed to be makin based in, certainly you're not allowed to be makin chutzla based in. That's not the Kal v'chomer the Rambam is talking about. That's like a separate Kal v'chomer from makin Oviv. So it's a regular, that's a convention, call it a conventional Kal v'chomer. You know, regular that's not the Rambam's Kal v'chomer. That Kal v'chomer, the Gemara says in the end that's not the shot in the Brais. And maybe it's totally Nefeshes and Nefchista, but the Gemara itself says a different shot in the Brais. That it doesn't mean Oviv. It means, no, Idi is talking about Shar Odom, and it's Kambe based and Kambe Chutzah based. The Gemara itself has another shot in that Kal v'chomer. When the Rambam talks about an Ashara for Oviv, being learned that from a Kal v'chomer, I think he means a different kind of Kal v'chomer. It's a special kind of Kal v'chomer. I want to give it a name. It's an identity Kal v'chomer. If you're chayev for Maki Oviv, if there's an Ashara for Maki Odom Yisrael, so you're not allowed to be Maki Odom Yisrael, so Kal v'chomer that you're not allowed to be Maki Oviv, who's also an Odom Yisrael. It's a different kind of Kal v'chomer. I don't know, it's just a regular conventional Kal v'chomer. The Rambam's Kal v'chomer is a different Kal v'chomer. The Rambam's Kal v'chomer is, if it's also to do A, it's also to do A plus B. If it's also to be Maka Odom Yisrael, so Kal v'chomer that it's also to be Maka Odom Yisrael, who's also Oviv. Now, of course, you'll ask me, let me explain what I'm saying. Let me finish the thought, and then you'll understand what I'm drawing at, because it's not going to be immediately clear. So the obvious question is, why does that need a Kal v'chomer? That's an identity. If a father is Bechlal Odom Yisrael, so I don't need a Kal v'chomer for Maka Oviv. Maka Oviv is, you know, Odom Yisrael, so he is. You know, Socrates is a man. Havdol Oviv is Odom Yisrael. So why does that need a Kal v'chomer? He is Odom Yisrael. It shouldn't require a Kal v'chomer. The answer is, it would not ordinarily require a Kal v'chomer, because it's taka true. Oviv is Bechal Odom Yisrael. So you don't need a Kal v'chomer to know that there's an Issa to be Maka Oviv, because you're already over the Issa of being Maka Odom Yisrael. But since the Rambam Shita is that ein einshin elim kein mashirim means that an einish needs its own ashara. Again, like I said before, that's the machlokes. That's the nekudas machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. There's a rule: ein einshin elim kein mashirim. An einish needs an ashara. The Ramban understands that to mean, an einish needs an ashara, but the ashara can be broader than the einish. You can have an einish for a specific case of makka aviv, and the ashara is generic for being makka odom yisrael. The Ramban doesn't have a problem with that. The Rambam holds it's not true. If there's a special einish for makka aviv, there has to be a special ashara for makka aviv. So where's there a special? Yeah, there's an asar for Maka Odom Yisrael, but that doesn't have a chiyuv misa attached to it. By Maka Oviv, there's a chiyuv misa, so that needs its own ashara, because there's a rule that ein einshim ela im kein mashirim, which for the Rambam, has a narrow interpretation of that. It means that there can't be an einish without its own ashara, a specific ashara for that einish. So where's the specific ashara for Maka Oviv? We have a generic ashara for Maka Odom Yisrael, but where's the specific ashara for Maka Oviv? Says the Rambam, the Asara is with a Kal v'chomer. Even though it ends in Mashiach and Adin, but B'mokam to Tanish is Mefurish, the Rambam has this rule that you could have an Asara that's with a Kal v'chomer. But what is the Kal v'chomer? The Kal v'chomer is a very basic Kal v'chomer. The Kal v'chomer is, if it's Osu Lahak, it's Odom Yisrael, Kal v'chomer, then it's Osu Lahak, it's Odom Yisrael, who's also Aviv. That is the Kal v'chomer. It wouldn't normally need a Kal v'chomer, because Aviv is B'chal Odom Yisrael. But since here I need to have a special Asara because Ein Oinshin Elim Kein Masirim, so I make a Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? If it's also lahakis Odom Yisrael, Kal v'chomer that it's also lahakis Odom Yisrael, Shehu Aviv.
I think the Rambam uses
Losa
Seishin Yotes.
Right.
Says both the Lashon of the Azhar for Maka Aviv is Bechlau, Maka Odom Yisrael. And he also quotes the Mechilta, which is seemingly the same Kal v'chomer that the Argamar brings, as it's understood in the Havamina. So don't you
think? Oh, right. He brings the Mamish to some special Akhisa. Good point. Let's go. We'll come to that. You're right. I didn't think about that. We'll think about that. But let me just finish the thought. So if we're going to say, if we'll say like this, so then everything is miyushal. The Rambam who says in Hilchas Mamrim and who says in Shinuches that the Ashara from Akal Ovim and from Akov is because of Bechal Odom Yisrael, that's not a steerer to that the Rambam says in the Hakdom in the Shoshim that the Ashara for Ovim is learned after Makal V'chomer. Yes, it's learned out from the Kal V'chomer. But the Kal V'chomer is that he's Bechal Adam Yisrael. That is the Kal V'chomer. Because Aviv is Bechal Adam Yisrael, so if it's also Lahakis Adam Yisrael, Kal V'chomer, that it's also Lahakis Aviv, Shu Bechal Adam Yisrael. Plus he's Adam. So there's no steer in the Ram. And Mele, it's good the Ram and Hilchas Sanhedrin, that's especially, that's this four Malkus. How could there be four Malkus? If the Asara for Mechal Aviv is Bechal Adam Yisrael, So how do you have a special Malkus for being Mekal Aviv? Teretz is that even though the Asar is because he's Bechal Adam Yisrael, but since it has its own Einish Miso, so that's Megala in Einish Nemel and Kim Asirin, that's Megala, that there must be a special Asar for Mekal Aviv. What is the Asar? A Kal V'chomer. Yes, of course, it's this very basic identity kind of Kal V'chomer. But nonetheless, since there is a special Einish for Mekal Aviv, that's Megala, that Mekal Aviv must have its own Asar. Buried in the Asar of Lezakal Cheresh, to be Mekal Adam Yisrael, there's a Kal V'chomer that there's a separate Asara, a unique Asara of being Mekal Aviv. And Mimela, you can get Malkus for that too, separate from the Malkus of Mekal Kal Aviv. What? Yes, so I think it must mean, I have to check in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it must mean that they weren't mastering for Misa. Ben Nosi Shekil Aviv Chai Misham Arv Shemesh, Shloish Shekul Adam Achas Misham Arv. There was no Hasra for Misa, otherwise he'll get Misa.
I mean, why does he have...
Oh, you mean it should be a Lav Shanit and Lazarus Misa's based in? So that the Nesek Helem asks. That they ask separately, the Lehem Mishnah Haki asks. How do you get Malkus for Lesekal, for being Mekal Oviv? It's a Lav Shanit and Lazarus Misa's based in. So how do you ask a Pesach Gemara Tur or something? There's a Gilui that you get Malkus. The Lehem Mishnah handles it. That belongs more to other
sugyos. Why is that a Kasher? Meaning, maybe he's potter for Malkus, but meaning you still did four Lav and irrelevant to what the punishment you get is, no?
Don't call around Misa get four Malkus. That's what he's talking about. He said, why was Rami Yachar a Lav Ladai and Lav Lanosi? L'chai v'shtayim. Nimsei Salomon. Shamakal Echem Yisrael loika achas. Vim kill Ladai loika shtayim. Vim kill Nosi loika sholish. Ben Nosi shekill Lov chayiv mishum arba shemes. Chayiv means chayiv Malkus. Well, that was what's chayiv. He's talking about Malkus. Chayiv means Malkus. Have here on the side, but the Ramban asks, it's the Chayiv Miso. The Arsameach Kosav, the Mishimach Yishinu Rabbeinu, the Kosav Loike Sholish, earlier he said Loike Sholish, and now he says Chayiv Mishim Dalit, the Kosav Loike Dalit. I have to see the Arsameach because I don't know what it means at face value. What does it mean? He's Chayiv Misa and Malkus. It can't be Chayiv Misa and Malkus. No, that's what we used to do. You can't be Chayiv Misa and Malkus. We had that in the next. I have to check the Arsameach. I don't know, they're just being Mitzayim too in Arsameach, but the Arsameach seems to want to make this deep, but I don't know what he means by it. Okay, so you can look at the Perek Chavav and Sanhedrin. You have to take a look at the Arsameach. What?
I thought it was the Rambam
and
Nimala.
The Rambam Shita is that if you have one case that the Rambam holds, you can't be like, if the Lav is, the same Lav is reiterated, or is iterated many times, you can't be like, you're not like each time. But if one lav has different facets, then you like it for each facet. Yeah, so that's very similar over here. The chiddush by the Rambam by Namola is not that if one. The chiddush of the Rambam by Namola is not that. It's not so much everything. I'll just tell you briefly. We've talked about it in the past, I think. Most Rishonim hold Rashi, Ramban. I said the Torah said many times not to do the same lav. The Torah repeated it a few times. So most Rashi and the Ramban, at least they hold that means you get Malkus for each time the Torah repeated the Lav. So the Torah said, you know, many times don't eat a sheretz, and you eat four times. That's how they read the Gemara. The Torah said four times not to eat a sheretz. So every time you eat a sheretz, you get four Malkus. That's how they read the Gemara. The Gemara says Ochel Nemala Loika Arba. The Rambam holds it's not true. The Rambam holds if the Torah said a Lav four times, that you only get one set of Malkus. The Torah said it four times just to tell you that we really, really don't want you to do it, but it's one Malkus. I think Gemara says the Ochel Nemala like the Arba. So the Rambam said no. A Nemala is a special thing. A Nemala is a kind of sheretz that it's a sheretz oritz and it's a sheretz oif and it's a sheretz aperitz, because it has different life stages that it goes through, and therefore it has it includes its different kinds of shots and combined into one. So therefore you get four malchus, because this sheretz is a very versatile sheretz, so he has all different kinds of shots and built into one case. The chiddush in the Rambam is not that if you have one case that has, you know, different facets to it. I mean, it's the chiddush in the biology of the nemola. That's a chiddush. But in the lamed shabbat, the chiddush of the Rambam is not the fact that a nemola, that a sheretz oritz is also sheretz oif, is also sheretz aperitz, will get four malchus. Everybody would agree to that. They may argue about, you know, then they argue about what a nemola is, and then they argue about if there is a special laffer of sheretz aperitz and so on. But the lamed is everybody agrees to. The chiddush of the Rambam is that if Torah says the same lamed many times, you only get one malchus. That's controversial. The other part is fine. And that's this halacha over here. You have a dayan who's a nasi, who's also Adam Yisrael, so you get four, you get three malchus. That must then everybody could agree to. Other Rishonim may argue on the Shalom for other reasons, because they hold it's a matzad, and it's not really three lavin, and it's really one. There's lots of, you know, in the sugya of klola, which is not our sugya, there's lots of things that are mechudish in this Ram. Yes, yeah, so anyway, so you're asking me if the Ram's lashon by. So that would be fine. I mean, that's where I was. That was my end of the Ram. So now everything is good. The Ram holds, yes, it's learned that from the Kal V'Chomer. But the Kal V'Chomer is that Odav is B'chal Odom Yisrael. That is the Kal V'Chomer. So now there's no steer here. There's no steer at all. Odav is B'chal Odom Yisrael. But that itself counts as a Kal V'Chomer. And why do I need a Kal V'Chomer? Because you need a special Azhar for the Einish of Misa. The fact that there's a Chiyam is Megala, that there's a special Azhar. The Azhar is that Odav is B'chal Odom Yisrael. Yeah, so I just said a few minutes ago that it's not like the brisa that the Gemara brings. The Ram doesn't mean the brisa the Gemara brings. But that's not, you're right, that's not, can't be, because the Ram quoted that brisa. The Ram in Shin Yates and Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ram says, where's the Asar from Maka Oviv? The Madna Asar from Maka Oviv. Where's the Asar? Al Derech Shalom Madna from Maka Oviv. It's like we said before by Maka Oviv. He cried, Viarna with Mitzvahs. We already know there's a lav. There's a lav to be mak anybody, and a father is included in anybody. Where's the asar? He quotes the Mechilta. Yeah, I guess you have to say, a little bit hard to follow all the way down the rabbit hole, but you probably have to say that the Rambam learned up the Mechilta like Tosfos, that it's a Gili Milsa. But the Gili Milsa itself is counts as a Kal V'Chomer. Meaning it's not a conventional Kal V'Chomer, because Tosfos points out there's a flaw in the Kal V'Chomer. If you're going to read it as a conventional Kal V'Chomer, madach, a regular person who you're allowed to hit him in Beis Din, you're allowed to be a shliach Beis Din. It's a mitzvah, dodol shaloi lachaisa, you're outside of Beis Din. So a father who you're not allowed to hit in Beis Din, it's ain't I din that you're not allowed to hit him outside of Beis Din. So Tosfos asks, one second, where do I need this Kal V'Chomer for? Outside of Beis Din, he's b'chal kalon. And inside a Beis Din, so how can you learn out from a Kal V'Chomer, Dayal Avam, and then Lias Kinodim? That's Tosfos' problem. So Tosfos' answer is not really a conventional Kal V'Chomer, it's a Gili Milsa. So we never really nailed that down exactly how to understand that, what's shot over here in the Gili Milsa. Maybe the Rambam's also Al Derech says, it's not a conventional Kal V'Chomer, it's a Gili Milsa. It's a Gili Milsa, it's just a fancy way of saying that Oviv is like Gora from Adam Yisrael. Like Oviv is B'chal Adam Yisrael. It's about him not different than Adam Yisrael. He's the worst. And now let him even Beis Din. So he's worse than Adam Yisrael. But therefore, he's certainly included in the Asar of Adam Yisrael, but with the force of a Kal V'Chomer. In other words, it's just a way to say that his father's like Gar from Adam Yisrael. Maybe he is Gar from Adam Yisrael. Maybe father's worse. Maybe you're not allowed to hit that. You know, other people you're allowed to hit. Maybe father you're allowed to hit. Maybe he's like better than all. Maybe he's like more kalanish than a kalan himself. So the mechilta, that's absurd. You have a raya. He's in Beis Din. He's more chomer. But basically, it boils down to an elaborate way of saying that Aviv is like Gora from Adam Yisrael. Okay, fine. Let's go back to. And there's another thing that we. Last time we got back down. We got back down to the Gemara. I want to talk about that. We have the Mahalach. So, let's put it on the board. The Gemara. The Gemara go to Brisa.
Oh, I don't have to. It's already here on the board.
That's great. Let's go to the next piece of the Gemara. The Gemara go to Brisa that it says. It's busy with Rav Sheshet Shaila. Ben Maoshi Yasu Shliach La'Oviv La'Chesu L'Kalai, and Rav Sheshet that it's Mutter. Kovet Shemaim Oviv, Kovet Shemaim overrides everything. So we're going to go to Brisa. Brisa says that the Kiloloi, so the Ben is Chayet, but Acher Potter. So the Gemara says, why is, so Rav Chisda said the Pshat is, because he's Mesarim Belosus Vena Yosei, so he's acting as a Shliach Basin, so anybody else is okay, because he's a Shliach Basin. But a son is not allowed to be a shliach basin, so the son is chayav. That's good if you hold like not like a sheshes. According to a sheshes, a son could also be a shliach basin, so that can't be the case. It's not a case where he's acting as a shliach basin. There's no shliach basin. The guy's going peacefully to the scaffold. There's no problem here. We don't need any shlichum. We don't need here any shluchei basin. So says the Gemara. So why is and that's where the ben is chayav. So why is the achav potter? That's relevant. So the Gemara answers that he's a garbage tailor. Since he's Yetzil Horek, he's a garbage tailor. So Pashup Shach and garbage tailor is he's Kemes. So since he's Kemes, there's no Chiyum, not for Hakor, not for Klola. Not for no Chiyum Mom, there's no Chiyum Klola. It's like being Maka, a dead body. So the Gemara asks from Bisho Yoshin Umeis, Vamar Sheshis, Bisho Yoshin Umeis, Chai. So Sheshis. Sheshu said, "Bisha Yoshin Meisus Chayim." That's Rashi's gear from the Gemara, which means, says Rashi, it's based on the Gemara of Bavakama, that he's Chayim Boishus, even though the guy's sleeping, he didn't really experience any Boishus, but he's Chayim Boishus because of the Zilus of the Bnei Mishpach. So over here also says the Gemara, the Kasha is, why is he Potter for hitting this guy's going out to bait, he's going out to Lehoreg? You should be chayiv, says Rashi, you should be chayiv for this elusive of the Yoshim. That's what Rashi says. In the case of Bishi Yoshim, says Rashi, you're chayiv because of the basis of the Yoshim. Says Rashi, so over here also, when you hit this guy, Rav Taylor, you should be chayiv to make basis for this elusive, for the bush of the Yoshim. So now, this is what I pointed out last time. Are we slugging up the svar of Rav Taylor? Taisus has a different gear in the Gemara. Taisus's gear in the Gemara is just Bishoy Chayav. And Taisus learns, Rabbein Tam, that it means if you're Mavayish, a guy who's Yotze Lihorig, so you're Chayav Boshis for being Mavayish the Yotze Lihorig. For Rabbein Tam's gear, so this could be this is a direct question on the Svar of Gavra Taylor. You're telling me that he's dead. Sheshes himself said that if you're Mavayish, a guy who's Yetzili Horeb, you're Chayev for being Mavayish him, not for his Yoshim, for being Mavayish him. Why is dead? Apparently he's not dead. He's not a Gavak Taylor. So according to Rabbi Nathan's Girsa, this Bisha Yoshin Omeis is directly a Pircha on the Svar of Gavak Taylor. So we blow away the Svar of Gavak Taylor. According to Rashi's Girsa, the case of Bisha Yoshin Omeis is talking about a guy who's sleeping. He's not a Gavak Taylor. So there is no way that you can extract from this member of Bisha Yoshin Umeis a pircha on the svar of Garvik Taylor. I don't think no matter how much lumdus you want to deploy, talk about a lot. There is no way, it's because you're doing an impossibility. The case of Bisha Yoshin Umeis is not talking about a Garvik Taylor. Just a guy who's sleeping, he's not a Garvik Taylor, he's not dead. Sleep is echem mishishim b'miso, but he's not dead. Not a garbik taylor. So how could this be a pircha on the svar of garbik taylor? Yeah, there is a garbik taylor, and here is not a garbik taylor. There's no way that we're shlugging up the svar of garbik taylor. So elamai, what's the pshat in the Gemara's kasha? You have to learn the Gemara's kasha is that we still agree. Yes, he's a garbik taylor. Fine, we understand he's a garbik taylor. He's kemes. But why are you chayiv d'mei b'ishis for being mevayish the yorshim? Because the yorshim aren't dead. To Rashi. That's about after the Gemara. That's the Mashmoyser Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Bishi Yoshin Meisichayev because of the Yoshin. V'ochanami loishno. And I was, who cares if he's a gavrik teilo? But the yoshim are alive, and the yoshim have busha, so you can actually be chayav to pay money for the busha of the yoshim. So that's what I said, that this kasha of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is a kasha on. It's only a kasha on mammon. You should chayav mammon to the yoshim, but it's not a pircha on the svar of gavrik teilo. As far as he's concerned, he's a gavrik teilo. He's dead. But the Gemara is asking, but still, if the Acher was he called Bekiloi, the Acher should be chayav at least a moment for being Mavayish the Yoshin. To which the Gemara answers, read that. To which the Gemara answers, that is not a Shavu Putta. Which, according to Rashi, just has to mean the Bush is not a Shavu Putta. I don't really care if the Nezik is a Shavu Putta. As far as the Nezik is concerned, he's a Gavrik Teilo. As far as the Baishis is concerned, the Baishis didn't have a Shavar Putta in it.
According to Tosos, the Kasha of Bishol Chayev is more than just Mammon?
No, Bishol Chayev is maybe means Chayev Mammon. But even if it just means Chayev Mammon, because it was Shavar Putta, so we're talking about Chayev Mammon, but it contains within that statement that Bishol Chayev is a Pircha on the Svar of Gavrik Teilo. Because you're Chayev, not because you were Mavayish, it's Yorshim. He says that's the Bayan Lushita in Babu Kama. That's not so partial Yechayef for the Yoshim. Yechayef because you're Mavayish him. So if Yechayef you're Mavayish him, he must not be dead. So if he's not dead, then it's a Pircha in the whole Svar of Gav and Tehle altogether. At least according to Tosfos, that's certainly available. According to Tosfos, that's how the Gemara could read very, very smoothly. And we'll see later at the end if that's. But that's certainly available according to Tosfos. That's attractive. But according to Rashi, that's not available. You have to learn Bishi Yoshin Mason, not a Pircha on the Svar of Gavrik Teilo. It's just a specific question, why are you Chayav Baishas to the Yoshin? To which the Gemara answer is answer, the Gemara's answer is it's not a Shavar Putta, meaning the Baishas is not a Shavar Putta. In fact, the Gemara, the next question in the Gemara is what? Even if it's not a Shavar Putta, but it should be Chayav Malkus Midr Rabbi Yochanan. And here's where everything grounds to a halt. What do you mean Chayav Malkus Midr Rabbi Yochanan? He's a Gavrik Teilo. We already said he's a Gavrik Teilo. The question in the first place was that he should be Chayav Baishas to the Yoshim. So we're answering, it's not a Shavar Putta. What do you? But for everything else, he's a Gavrik Teilo. He never slugged that up. So what does the Gemara want from? So what is the Gemara? Why does the Gemara think he should be like Midr Rabbi Yochanan? That's the pircha. That's the problem that we had in Rashi last time, and we never. That's where we left off. Why then what? In other words, wherever there's no chiyuv mammon, Rebbe Yochanan says, if there's a chiyuv mammon, even if it's baishus, so the chiyuv mammon passes from the mountains. But if there's no chiyuv mammon, there's a gavrik teilo, and because there's no yod, there's no mammon to the yoshim. So as long as there's no mammon anywhere to be found, then there's a chiyuv malchus. Rebbe Yochanan's memory is that when there is no chiyuv mammon, there's a chiyuv malchus. Because so bottom line is over here, since he's not a shavar putta, there's no nezik because he's a gavrik teilo. There's no tsar, this is a gavrik teilo. There's no anything, this is a gavrik teilo. The one thing we ask is, but what about boishes to the yoshim? So he said, the boishes to the yoshim, not a shavar putta. So now he took away all the mammon. If there's no mammon, there should be a chiyuv malchus. That's the Gemara's kasha. But I don't understand, it's a gavrik teilo. Well, I mean, earlier we didn't ask because we said he's a gavrik teilo. So if he's a gavrik teilo, there's no malchus either. But that problem, so where'd that go? That hasn't disappeared. I understand why the Gemara didn't ask right away where's the Malkus. The Gemara didn't ask right away where's the Malkus because he's a Gavrik Teilo. But then I don't understand why the Gemara is asking it now. You know, that's goof of part of what I'm asking. Then it says, there's another deal you can ask you. Rashi at the beginning of the sugya, when the Lord just quoted the Raisa, Acher Potter, so Rashi said that Salka Daitach Potter mi Malkus. Salka Daitach Potter mi Malkus. Rashi implies that somewhere in the Torah there's a chazar from that. A Potter doesn't mean Potter mi Malkus, it means Potter mi Mon. Where exactly is that Rashi referring to? What's Rashi addressing? Actually, he was setting us up. Don't think Potter means Potter mi Mammon. It means Potter. The Gemara right now thinks it's Potter mi Malkus. Later on, that's going to change. Where's that going to change? It's not going to change the Maskana. What's the Maskana's Gemara is the Gemara says he's not a Mekuyim Shebaham, he's Potter mi Malkus. So where exactly in the Gemara is Rashi preempting? Rashi's first calling. You should know that later. Right now, we think that he's potter mi malchus. That's subject to revision. Potter might mean potter mi malchus. So chayra, you say it's over here in the Gemara. Where the Gemara says that it's enish avputu. That's very dochuk. Rashi has to tell me that later on that's going to change. It's going to mean that he's potter mi malchus. The Gemara itself says potter mi. At this Gemara, that he's potter mi she'enish avputu. And the Gemara asks, but what about Rav Yochanan? So what's the Gemara's answer? Potter mimamen. My potter mimamen. Then the Gemara asks on that because Michal the Ben Chayev. And that can't be. Because the Ben is Chayev, he's happy, Michal Mamen, and it's not. So the Gemara slugs it up. But Akapanim, when the Gemara wants to say that it means Shaina Shavar Putto, the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, Potter means not Shavar Putto. The Gemara says, but what about the Malchus? The Gemara says, no, I mean Potter Mimamen. So that's in the Gemara itself. That the Gemara says, Potter, we're changing our mind, Potter means Potter Mimamen. Rashi needed to tell me that at the beginning. Kasal Kadaitach Potter means Potter Mimalchus. The Maschon is Kataki going to be Potter Mimalchus. And at the place where the Gemara changes to mean Potter Mimamen, the Gemara speaks out that Potter means Potter Mimamen. So it's somewhat strange. The Rashi needs to tell me in the very beginning, Kasalka Daitach Potami is Potami Malchus, but really it's going to change to Potami Mom. At some point in the Gemara. I think the Pshat is that Rashi learned that Gavra Ktelo does not mean that he's dead L'chol Dover for Mammon and for Malchus. L'chatchila, the Sfar of Gavra Ktelo, according to Rashi, is a Ptur Mammon. The Gemara said, he's potter. The Gemara said, why is he potter? The Gemara says, because the Gavrik Taylor. Rashi learned up in the Gemara, Gavrik Taylor means that you can't be Mechayiv in Mammon. Because what's Mammon? Mammon is a Tfiyas Mammon. You're going to be Teveim, this Chayiv Mammon. A person who's Chayiv is Nashoy is not Chayiv Mammon. I don't mean that's Kimberly the Ramine. It's not simultaneous. The Chayiv is happening. Anyway, so it's not new Kimberly Ramine. The father's Chayiv Mammon, so the son is potter Mammon. But it means there can't be a person who's Heilich Lamos cannot be Teveya Mamanus. He can't be Teveya Hefsid. A person who's Heilich Lamos doesn't have a schus to be Teveya Mamanus from anybody else. Because his din is that he should stop. His halacha is that he's Chayim Misa. A person's halacha is that he's Chayim Misa. So he's a Gavrik Teila. A Gavrik Teila can't be a party to it entire. He doesn't have a schus to be Teveya Mamanus. He's a Gavrik Teila. I don't want to be marking the svara, but because I want to work out the chesed. The chesed is more important right now. You know, the svara. There's many ways to say the svara, but just want to work out the chesed over here. I think Rashi learned that when the Gemara says he's a garbage tailor, that by itself is a pure moment. It's nothing to do with the, it's not a pure malchus in the first place. And the pshat is, we'll talk about hakol first, we'll talk about klala later, because the Gemara right now is learning. Say by from poshut. The Gemara right now is learning that by hakol, basically we're talking about a chiyuv moment. I say, boy from Pastor Achanes is along these lines. Hakoy, after all, is a chayiv. Hakoy, you never chayiv mammon and malchus by hakoy. Chayiv, that's Rav Yochanan. When it's a shavur putti, chayiv mammon. It's less than shavur putti, chayiv malchus. So what we're being done by hakoy, if assuming that it's a shavur putti, later more says, like it's not a shavur putti, but right now we're assuming it's a shavur putti. So we're being done a mammon. So the Gemara says, you know why you're potter? You're potter me mammon because he's a gavrik teila. This is what Rashi meant in the beginning. Rashi in the beginning said, kasaka daitach is potter means potter me malchus. I thought he's potter mimalchus, and he's potter mimalchus because you're shliach based on, let's say, and you're out of hit him. So the Gemara says, it's Rashi means, but that's going to change. That's subject to revision. Because now when the Gemara says that he's a gavrik teila means a p'tur moment. But it's nothing to do with malchus. We never entertained for a minute that gavrik teila is a p'tur malchus. It's a p'tur moment. It's only a p'tur moment. We have to think about klal in a minute. But let's just focus right now on Hakol, because Klal is going to work out here. So says the Gemara, what's happening? Telling me he's potter mi mammon. This is a gavrik teila. But Rav Sheshi told me that there's a chiyuv mammon to the Yorshim. So she chayv mammon to the Yorshim, chayv boishes at least to the Yorshim. Says the Gemara, okay, to the Yorshim, the boishes is not a shavu putter. Says the Gemara, okay, but let him be chayv malchus. I'll start Klal itself, because whenever there's no chiyuv mammon, there's a chiyuv malchus. And the truth is, when we're learning the Gemara now, I think that this Gemara's question now, it's not really a question on this particular answer of it's not being shomer pruta. In a way, it's a kasha all the way back in the original teres of Gavra Ktela. The original teres was a Gavra Ktela, so therefore he had no standing to have a din Torah, he can't be Tevei Mammon. So, and that already really the Gemara could ask. Now, this Gemara, the Gemara's question maybe is addressed to that. What do you mean? If he's a Gavra Ktela and he can't be Tevei Mammon, then let him get Malchus. Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan tells me, that's the way it always works. Yes, ordinarily, Chayv B'Chaver is not Chayv Malchus, because Chayv Mammon. But Rabbi Yochanan tells me that whenever there is no Chayv Mammon, Chayv Malchus kicks in. So it's really a kasha, not only on the Enosh Shomer, it's a kasha on the original Teretz. You just told me that Potter means, that Gavrik Taylor means he's Potter Mammon, which is effective. Ask the Gemara, but where did Chayv Malchus go? And the Gemara answers, in the Chanan, Potter means Potter Mammon. And it's an explanation of the Gemara's original Teretz. Gavrik Taylor's Potter Mammon, that's what it means. Yes, there is a Chayv Malchus taka, but he's Potter Mammon. Then the Gemara slugs it up, because then what about the Ben? Why is it different? That Michal de Bnoi Chayv Mammon, that can't be. And then the Gemara has to throw out the whole thing. But I think the Firashi, that's how the whole Shachla Vitaya runs. Because what I'm doing is, the tying up the loose threads can get complicated. But the basic thing what I'm saying is, what was our problem? Our problem was, the Gemara said he's a Gavrik Taylor. Gavrik Taylor means that he's dead. There's no Chayv Mammon, there's no Chayv Malchus. So what's the Gemara's kash that should be chayim malchus mid Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is that was never what Gavrik Taylor meant. Gavrik Taylor in the first place was only a pter mammon. Gavrik Taylor was never a svar to pater mi malchus. And when the Gemara said that the reason why he's pater is because he's a Gavrik Taylor, the Gemara meant from the very beginning he's pater mi mammon because he's a Gavrik Taylor. I shall let him be chayim malchus mid Rabbi Yochanan. Later on, that's what the Gemara asked, and it's a kasha going on in the very beginning. But then the Gemara is very good. The Gemara Gav, and that's the Rashi Kasal Kadaitach. Kasal Kadaitach Potter Mi Mammon for a moment, but then right away the Gemara is going to say, no, Gavrik Taylor means he's Kasal Kadaitach rather Potter Mi Malchus. It says Acher Potter, it says Rashi, Kasal Kadaitach Potter Mi Malchus, but be aware that that's going to change very soon. Because the minute the Gemara says he's a Gavrik Taylor, the Gemara means that he's only Potter Mi Mammon. The Gemara says, I would have a Bishoy, so it's saying a Shavar Putta. This is all parenthetic. You know, what about the Busha to the Yoshim? The Busha to the Yoshim is not a Shavar Putta. Fact the Gemara, but bottom line, he's Potter Mi Mammon, but what about Malchus? Says the Gemara, my Potter Mi Mammon. Which the Gemara then rejects, because that doesn't work out with the Ben. I think according to Rashi, that's the trajectory of the Sugi. There is a problem, though. But I think that's Emes. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. I don't have any way to make the Sugi make heads or tails in Rashi without learning that one. There's no way that Gavrik Taylor can mean that he's dead and he's Potter Mi Malchus. Because if that's true, if that's what it meant, it was never shlugged up. So what does the Gemara want later on? The Shulchai Malchus Mejavirchon. Akochach, that when Rashi, that Gavrik Taylor the Chatchila was a Ptur Mammon. That's not going to Rashi at the very beginning. Because Salkadai, the Potter Mi Malchus. But right away, we say, no, Gavrik Taylor is a Ptur Mammon, as the Gemara itself speaks out of later on. There is a Shiloh, though, but there's something we need to speak out, which is, I'm not quite sure where to put the question, either on here or where to direct it. I guess it's the same thing. The Gemara says that he's Potter Mi Mammon. The Gemara says it twice. I mean, it's implicit in the Gemara twice. The original parents of Gavrik Taylor means Potter Mi Mammon. The Gemara later on asked that to be Chiyuv Malchus, and the Gemara explains, it's really an explanation of the original Teretz, that my potter means potter mi mammon. So that means that the Gemara wants to read the Braisa. The Braisa says he ko ba acher vi ko vekiloi, so he's potter mi mammon. Yes, there's a Chiyuv Malchus, but he's potter mi mammon. Comment, then the Gemara rejects it, because then what does it mean by the Ben? The Ben is also potter mi mammon. It's even more potter mi mammon because the Ben is kimoli v'drabin it. Fine, but we're not up to that in the Gemara. Right now we're learning Potter means Potter Mi Mammon. So Chayra, Potter Mi Mammon. So I have a question. So Mela Hakah, by Hakah, what Chiyuvim do you have? There's in potential. By every Hakah, what Chiyuvim did you have? You can have a Chiyuv Malchus and you can have a Chiyuv Mammon. You can have Malchus for Lo Yosef. You can have a moment for Chayim. Every Chayim of the Chaver is Shomer Putu ordinarily gets moment. It's Chayim moment. Where he's not Chayim moment, he's Chayim Malchus. So I understand the Gemara wants to say that the Brice is saying if you hit a guy, he's Yetzili Horeg. Ordinarily, if you hit somebody, it's just a guy, punch him in the nose, you chayim mamon. But here, where he's actually horeg, so he's a gavrik taylor, so you put them in mamon. You take a chayim malchus, forget to the extent that you put them in mamon. So the chayim malchus kicks in. Mechram, the price agrees to that. You are chayim malchus. But just saying that you're put them in, you put them in me mamon. Aye, what about the yorshim? That's not a shomer putu. But what about klala? What chiyuv do you have by klala? Well, you have a chiyuv malchus, that's for sure. What's a kalal chayush? It's a chiyuv malchus. Some of the more discussed is it's lav shem emaisa. Maybe in Tumura, I don't remember. This gemara, why isn't it lav shem emaisa? Suggests it costs you like anyway. But I don't remember right now. But what about mamon? Is there a chiyuv mamon by klala? Kalas chaveri. Could there be a chiyuv mamon? So, it's telling a few things. First of all, pashtus, what chiyuv mamon could there be from a kalas chaver?
Delicious.
Specialness. So, I don't know. The Ross says in Achagel in Siman Tezvav, I think I mentioned it last week, that or on Monday, that that a chiyuv baishus requires that you touch the person. If you didn't touch him, then there's no chiyuv baishus. He reads it into the pasuk ve'chazika b'melusha. The Rosh didn't make this up out of whole cloth. He took it from the Gemara in Ksuvah Samach Vav. The Gemara in Ksuvah Samach Vav, the Mishnah over there says that if they were Mariah, somebody's wife, so the baishus goes to the wife. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that the husband also gets a share of the baishus because it's bizonis for him too. So the Gemara asks, in a second, but he didn't touch the husband; he only touched the wife. There's a Mishnah that if you spit on somebody and the roik didn't hit him, so you're not chayiv. And the Gemara quotes in our Papa said even if the roik hit his begotten but didn't hit his body, you're not chayiv. So the Gemara takes that to mean there's some rule that asks the baishus only if it hit his body. The Gemara says no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that if the roik didn't hit him, then it's not as elusive. Doesn't mean there's no rule that has to hit his body, just not as elusive if the roik didn't hit him. Then the Gemara asks, but we have another tamem or something, that if you were mevazin ani ben tovim, so the family has, he doesn't have so much busha maybe, but the family has busha, we're not protecting him. Something, I don't understand the case, but he's ani ben tovim, so he doesn't have busha, but there's busha to the family, so you potter. Because busha to the family doesn't count. The Gemara says, oh, you see, that it's a. Chayyab Shadim words and words saying, oh, you see, after, since you didn't touch the family, you only touched this guy, so you don't have a Chayyab Baishas. So the Gemara answers, it's not the same. Ishtesh Kigufa. Over there, it's not Kigufa. This only is not like, it's not Kigufam, but Ishtesh is Kigufa. So the Rosh apparently understood the Gemara to be saying that Yitaka is in by Baishas, you have to touch the person. But Ishtesh Kigufa is like you touched him. So that's how the Rosh said. Reading the Gemara, it's halacha that Baishus only if you touch the person. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe that's not the only way to read the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara means Ishta Kigufa means that, like a lot of the lines of the Gemara said by the Reich, that it's by the Ishta since Ishta Kigufa. It's not in the metaphysics that's like you touched him. That's really very extreme. The Gemara means Ishta Kigufa that it's a zilusah for him. Whereas by the Ani Ben Taivim, it doesn't count as a zilusah for the Mishpach. So maybe there is. I'm not so sure that it's muchach. The Rosh learns the Gemara that way. It's not necessarily muchach. Here, there's a kashi altogether. It's not a mystery between two Gemaras. That's a separate nidun. We'll talk about it on a different occasion. I mean, we're not going to have time today, but maybe next time. Has a shtim with the Gemara about Bisha Yoshin Ameis? Like Bisha Yoshin Ameis, the Gemara says Yechai for the Zilusa Dibnei Mishpacha. So by the Lishta, Rashi learns the Gemara of Sheis, so Yechai for Zilusa Dibnei Mishpacha. The Gemara in Ksuba says, by an uneven Taibim, they don't have Zilusa, so you're not Chai. Kind of two things shtim. That's a separate nidun. But Akoponim, I'm not sure if that's Mukha. But the Rosh at least holds that for Baishas you have to touch the person. So if you have to touch the person, there won't be any Mammon by Klala. Okay, but maybe there's other ways to read that Gemara. That it's not Mukha and that Gemara, you have to touch the person. Then there's another issue. Could there be Mammon by Malchus? By Klala, rather. Since it's always Malchus, so why isn't the Malchus of Klala parted from the Mammon? I'll skim over the Rabbinate. Mele by Hakka'a, by Chayvul B'chaberoi. So it's Gzeres HaKosu, the Gemara in Elenayah. It's Gzeres HaKosu, that even though normally, like you made a Mishalim, but there's exceptions to the rule. In Zaymimim and Chayvul B'chaberoi, the two exceptions to the rule, that you're not like that you're Mishalim and like them. Because it says, as a limud, yeah, Tachasiyadim, it's a limud that you're part of, that you're Mishalim and like them. Not in Ksuvah's world, it's Lamadal and Beit. wasn't so long ago. So there, there's exerce kosov, the Yimashal men alaykdu, but klala, no exerce kosov. That your mishal men alaykdu, l'chari should be like a man of mishal. So the malchus of, the malchus of klala should partner from the moment of boshus, even if there is a moment of boshus. So this might be totally what?
Whether it's a
din in the moment, right? The Rambam by Chayvel on Yom Kippur. Do we say, oh, Chayvel, the moment of Chayvel was partis from Malkus? Do we say, no, it only partis from the Malkus of Lo Yosef. It doesn't partis from other Malkus. And he said at the time, it's Machlekes, the Rambam Rashi. The Rambam holds that that Chayvel the Chayvel on Yom Kippur is Mishal Meir, like it's in the moment. The Cheshbon is in Rashi, they're not Lamadala, that Rashi is Chayvel, not Mufurish in Rashi, but we Cheshbon have to suck it out. So if you're like Rashi, that you're that. So then, by klala, this is klala. L'chayre, there's no moment because it's kimoy d'rabbanit. So if that's the case, so it's a little bit shver. The Gemara says, I'm not sure if it's in the kasha mashdik l'tar. The Gemara wants to say potem that my potem means potem imamim. I'm not sure this is kasha and my and the shdik l'tar. The Gemara does say that my potem imamim. The way I'm learning the Gemara, that's what the Gemara meant to Chachil by Gavik Tela. It's certainly before it's later in the Gemara, my potter potter mimamim. So Mele, by Hakol, I understand potter mimamim, meaning ordinarily, you'd be chayimamim. Chayimul Lecher ordinarily is chayimamim. But here, because he's a Gavik Tela, he can't be Tevei mamim, and there's no, and the Boshis of the Bnei Mishpach is less than the Shavar Puta, so here you're potter mimamim. But what about Klala? For Klala is anyway part of me moment, because Klala is never Mechayim moment, because the Malkus of Klala was part of the moment. So what do I have to come on to? The Acher is part of me moment. Of course he's part of me moment. There is no moment by Klala. That's a little bit shvelach. So we have to say that in a chenani, maybe it's talking out of chiddush that by klal he's potter mimamim. The main chiddush is the fact is he's potter mimamim in both cases. He's by klal and by klal he's potter mimamim. Of course, by klal he's potter mimamim because you're always potter mimamim by klal. By klal it's a chiddush. Ordinarily, by klal you are chayv mimamim. Here, as gavik tayli you're potter mimamim. So maybe in a chenani, the point is as in contrast to the ben is chayv both by klal and by klal. The ben is chayv miso, and the acher is potter mimamim. And in the Chanami, the Chiddush Shabbai is not in the Klola, but the Chiddush Shabbai will be in the Hakon. I think anyway we have to say this. It's not a Kasha in my Shikol Torah. There's certainly a point in the Gemara where the Gemara says, my Potter, Potter, mi Mamim. So, and that point in the Gemara, we have to ask anyway. I'm reading it back at the Gavra Taylor. But somewhere in the Gemara says, my Potter, Potter, mi Mamim. What do you mean, Potter, mi Mamim? By what moment do you have by Klola? In the Chanami, by Klola, you anyway Potter, mi Mamim. The Rebusa is that here, Piko Vikiloi, it's part of the larger Brisa. By the Ben, he called Vikilo is Chayim Misa, both by Akwa and by Klola. And by the Acher, both by Akwa and by Klola, he's Potter Mimamim. I think Moshe's going to ask, by the Ben we're talking about Misa, by the Son we're talking about, by the Acher we're talking about Mamim. How does that make sense? Well, that's the next half of the Gemara. But that doesn't have to bother us at the Gemara. The Gemara is reading the Gemara, the Ben is Chayim Misa, both by Akwa and by Klola. And an Acher is Potter Mimamim by Akwa and by Klola. Of course, by Klola it's not a Chiddush, because Klola is always Kimli Dramane in the Mamim. The Chiddush is in the Hakko, nearly you are Chayim Mamim. By the Acher, he's Potter Mimamim. Why? Because he's a Gavrik Taylor in general. And then what about the Boshes of the Bnei Mishpacha? That's not a Shomer Puta. I think, okay, so this is like a side piece about the Klola. But just going back to the main Hemshech of the Gemara, according to Rashi, that's what I think the Gemara has to learn. Has to read. Gavrik Taylor means Potter Mimamim, like the Gemara speaks out later, but eventually speaks out explicitly. Gavrik Taylor is a Sfar, it's Potter Mimamim. The Gemara asks, but what about the Boshes of the Bnei Mishpacha? Should be Chiyah Mamim beside that? And the Gemara's answer is, well, that's not a Shomer Puta. Then the Gemara says, but what about the Chiyah Malkus? It's a Kash in general. What about the Chiyah Malkus? The Gemara answers that he's Potter Mimamim. That's according to Rashi. The truth is that it could be that Tosfos also reads the Gemara this way. I learned from Tosfos that Gavrik Taylor means that he's dead. And that's a svar that we slugged up. That's a svar that he's altogether dead, and that gets slugged up from Bishur Chayef. It's not Mukhuk and Tosfos, and that's available to Tosfos. But for Tosfos, it could be that Tosfos agrees that the Shachar Tai runs along the lines of Rashi, that Gavrik Taylor is only a svar in Mamim. The emphasis in Tosfos, when he speaks after Gersois, there's no mention in Tosfos, or in the Ran also talks about the two Gersois. They don't say the whole Shachar Tai changes meaning according to one Gersa and according to the other Gersa. The should speak that out. The whole meaning of the Gemara is different according to Rashi than according to Rabbi Natan. It's mashma that even in Rabbi Natan, Gabrik Telu was only a sfarim moment, along the lines that we're reading in Rashi. And if that's the case, then this is the last thing I want to say. If that's the case, and I think there's a nice rebach, that according to Rabbi Natan, the meaning of Gabrik Telu, what's the lumbus? Why is Gabrik Telu to a moment? Saying, I don't know, somehow there's a din that if you're a Gabrik Telu, you can't be Tabe somebody moment with your Rashi. The Fi Taisvis, I think there's a more simple way to understand Gabrik Telu as a term moment. Gabrik Telu Poshut means he has no Shavis Pashuk. He has no Shavis Pashuk. So therefore, you have to mean Ezek. Shevis and Ripley, the Shevis and Ripley, of course, nothing to talk about. What Shevis, what Ripley, he's going to get killed. But Chaz Nezek. So the Gemara says Nezek, he's a Gabrik Telu. He's not Nimka Bashuk. Who's going to buy Gabrik Telu? So Melia called him Imamim. Frek the Gemara. See, Rashi can't win that way. Because the point of Rashi is still shver, so fine, so you potter from Nezek, but why are you potter from... So I understand that's a reason to potter from Nezek, but what about Boishas? Why are you potter from Boishas? Must be Gabrik Telu's... And the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara says from the Yoshin. What about his own Boishas? Why were you a Mavayashim? But according to... I'm not saying it so clearly. Let me finish off for a bit of time, then I'll come back to Rashi. According to Rabbi Natan, we can learn like this. Gabrik Telu means he has no Shavis for Shuk, so there's no... He has no Shavis, so there's no Chiyuv Nezek. Fret the Gemara. Fine, you explained to me there's no chiyav nezek, but the homer of sheish is bishay chayiv. There's still a chiyav boishes for being mevayishim. He may not have any shavis pashuk, but what does it have to do with boishes? You were mevayishim. You should have to pay him boishes. And the Ran speaks at Mahu Adin Sar. Boishes and Sar, he still has. So it's very, fear of Ben Tam, we learn, El Chachil, I thought Gabriel Taylor is this big vart, he's dead. So there's no chiyav malchus, no chiyav moment, it's like a dead body. There was never such a Gemara. Gabrik Taylor, according to Rabbi Tam, meant pshutikim, very poshut. Gabrik Taylor means he has no shavis pashuk, so there's no chiyav nezek. That's and he's potum imamim, because even Rabbi Tam, Gabrik Taylor means that he's potum imamim. Frek the Gemara, okay, Tiras, you explain to me why he's potum imamim? But Homer Hashesh is, but if he's shay chayav, but if he mavayish yech yehar, there's still chiyav boishes, and it's still chiyav tsar. Tiran explains that the kasha is really raises tsar as well. Because that has nothing to do with selling a bashuk. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, that's not a shor putin. But Lafi Rashi, the Gemara's kasha from Boishes is only asked the Yoshin. But apparently, inside of his own busha, he's still potter because he's a Gavrik Telu. So according to Rashi, Gavrik Telu doesn't mean simply that he's not Nimka Bashuk. What does that have to do with Boishes and Sar? So Lafi Rashi, you have to say Gavrik Telu is broader than that. But it's still up to a moment. That's still, I think, still true. So both according to Rashi and according to Beit HaTam, the Gemara says it's Gavrik Telu, the Gemara means it's part of a moment. According to Beit HaTam, because it's not Nimka B'Shuk. According to Rashi, some broader svar that it can't be Tevei in Momentus, because it's a Gavrik Telu. And the rest of the Gemara is Gavrik Telu. But what about Boishas? According to Beit HaTam, what about his Boishas? According to Rashi, what about the Boishas of the Yashim? He says, the Gemara, that's not a Shavar Putu. What about Malchus? The Gemara says, in a Chanami, my potter mimama, like Rashi said at the beginning of the sugya, that it was only satadaita potter mimama, but now it's saying potter mimama. Then the Gemara slugs it up, and that's the Hamshach.
According to Rabbi Ismahal, Rav Sheshis never had a habimina that it was ongoing on the Malkus, because his whole chiluk was already. The only chiluk he has is Gabrik Taylor, it's only in the Chistel that we have that.
Oh, we're putting words in Sheshis' mouth. At the end of the Gemara, says, that's Mukhim Shiva Amcha. Mukhim Shiva Amcha already is in Malkus.
Meaning when Rashi says, they can't be going in Rav Sheshis, because the first chiluk that we put in, plug into Rav Sheshis, is a chiluk in a Ptur moment, isn't a chiluk.
It's certainly going in the Gemara's kasha on Rav Sheshis. The Gemara read the Raisa to mean that that is Malkus, and the chiluk is between being a shlich based and not being able to be a shlich based and like Rav Chista, and that's why it's a kasha on Rav Sheshis. And that's the kasal kadaik, because when we asked on Rav Sheshis, we understood the Raisa to be saying that a ben is chayav misa because he's not allowed to be a shlich based, and an acher is potter mimalkus because an acher is allowed to be a shlich based, and that's the kasha on Rav Sheshis. Because that's because we're understanding that Potter means Potter Mimalkus. The Gemara then says, Sir Gorsi, what will Sheshis answer? Sheshis will say, no, we're not talking about the Chiyuv Malkus. We're not talking about Mesarim Beilotzes. And there's no Shliach based in there altogether. And in Chami, we're not addressing the Chiyuv Malkus. We're only addressing the Chiyuv Moment. And that's the whole Shakta Vitaya. That's what Rashi meant with the Kasaka Taitach. At the end of the day, this whole Shakta Vitaya reaches a dead end. And the Gemara goes back and says, no, the Oilim. And therefore, the Gemara goes back and says, no, the Oilim, we're talking about Chiyuv Malkus. And the Acher is Potter Mimalkus. Why is he brought to Mimalkus? Because that is a Maisa Amcha, but that doesn't work out because it's a Noi Nami. And then we say, because he's not Mekuyim Sheba Amcha, and by the Ben, it's Midid Avila Hamisa. So, Nechan, at the end of the day, we come back to saying that it is a Chiyuv, it is brought to Mimalkus. He didn't mean to exclude the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana is also potter mimalkus. He meant that when we ask the kashan or sheishes, we thought potter means potter mimalkus. But the Gemara's teretz initially is that haka potter doesn't mean potter mimalkus. It means potter mimalkus because he's a garbage tailor. Okay, I guess we should stop. So we wanted to maybe just finish the Gemara, because I'm not sure tomorrow I'm going to come in or not. So let's just finish the Gemara. Anyway, whoever we lost, we already lost. So nobody has to go at this point. Let's just finish the Gemara. It'll take another 10 minutes. Oh, you do have to go? Okay. Well, anyway, I'll just take 10 minutes. 5 minutes, maybe. Let's finish the Maskanas of Gemara. My Havi Elo. Let's go to that. We'll skip to Pei Hei Amid top. My Havi Elo. Amar Rabbi Rafunu Vechentonu Veirem Shmol Lakol Enem Nasa Shiaf L'Omer Lakresu L'Kaloi. So the maskanas in the Gemara is that a ben could not be a shliach beis lachor, not like a sheches. I mean, not lachor. It is not like a sheches. A sheches said kavod shemayim odif, kavod shemayim overrides everything. Now the Gemara says no, a ben can't be a shliach. Then a ben cannot. A ben is not allowed to be shliach lachor lachaisay ulakalui. That's the bottom line of the Gemara. So the shayim rishonim, what are we talking about? Are we talking about osu tshuva or osu tshuva? Because really, we said before in the Gemara that there's a rule, nobody argues in the rule, that you need ois and ma'isa amcha. At least by hakor, but at least by klola. By hakor, it's totally from mash, hakor le klola. But the klola focus by klola, you need ois and ma'isa amcha. If it's not ois and ma'isa amcha, there's no ois and klola. Maybe there's no ois and hakor too. So the Ran speaks out over here by us. That the Tana Rebbe Shmuel said, that a ben cannot be a shlich based on the oviv. It's talking about kishos tshuva. So he's also my samcha. But if he was loyos tshuva, then he's taka. There's no special. Then there's no din of. There's no iser. Then there's no special status of his being oviv. And there's no iser kol. There's no iser kol. And the ben could also be a shlich based. That's what the Ran says. Taisus in Yevamos. Chabezin with base says also the same thing like the Ran, because the Gemara over there has a shot. What's the Gemara? The Gemara over there says that a mamzer is chayim for a hakav of his father. So the Gemara asks, how can he be chayim for the hakav of his father? The father's not leisa maisa amcha, because you see the father had a mamzer. So he obviously is not leisa maisa amcha. So the Gemara answers, kishah osu tshuva. Fact places. So it says in that Gemara that if he was loyos at Shuvah, then this. So it says in that Gemara that that if he was also at Shuvah, so you're not allowed to. So you're chayav hitting him. Right, Tosis, but the Gemara over here says that if he's not oisa ma'isa amcha, then there's no chayav for hitting him. Right, so ask Tosis why does it say in Sanhedrin that the son can't be a shliach based on. It's not really steer from over there. It's steer from Agamar over here. I mean, Agamar itself has a din of Oysa Maisa Amcha, but Taisa happens to be over there. So Taisa over there has the kasha. If it's not Oysa Maisa Amcha, so why can't he be Shliach Lachaisa Lukhala? So Taisa says it's talking about Kishosa Tshuva. Chayish like the Ran. Taisa holds like the Ran. The Rif, on the other hand, the Rif in Yevamos asks the kasha also. He says, why can't the Ben be a Shliach based in after all? It's not Oysa Maisa Amcha. And he says a different teretz. He says that if he's not oisa ma'isa amcha, he's not chayev, but it's still osa. And therefore he can't be a shliach based. And the Rambam says also that way, the same like the Rambam is like the Rif. The Rambam says in Perkei Mamrim, over imay alaver shalekin aler, v'hoi hu chazin lechay adayonim, and the song was that it was the shliach based in, lo yako isim, he shouldn't be makin them. And he shouldn't be mekalel them for nidui. V'lo yitchef oisim v'lo yivazo oisim shlich is based in. Afal pishem u'yim lekach v'lo yosu tshuva. Even though they're roi lekach and they didn't do tshuva, nonetheless the son shouldn't do it. That's mamas like the Rif. And he's taka potter. Because the Rambam says before that if there's lo yosu tshuva, you're potter. The Rambam before has a din of oisim ma'isa amcha. that if it's loyal shetshuva, you put your potter. Says the Ram, nonetheless, loyakas. Since the Ram is mamish like the Rif. The Shalis, what's the reason for that is? That's all I want to talk about. What's the reason for that is? After all, the loyal shetshuva, the Rishon, the Ha'ayis, and my Samcha, the Taka potter. So why is it also lechachilah? So, Poshib Shadis, it's a derabona. I think that's what the Mr. Kalim say in the Dach, and some others. It's a derabona. Dachmit Shulter. What's the reason for this derabona? I don't know, maybe Otto if he did the tshuva. But maybe a different possibility. I'm just throwing it out. Because the Rambam says later, at the end of the parak, says the Rambam, V'loyala ha'kov ala klola bilvadi kibida Torah. Even though the specific Lavin and the Chiyuv Mises for Hakon Klolo says the Rambam, but really the Torah is not only makbid on that. Ela afal abizoyim shekol amevazel ofu va'imoy afilu bedvarim afilu b'remiso hareizim chal orur mipi agvura shenemar orur makle v'imoy orur makle ofu v'imoy v'yoyim ra'ayin tilag la'av v'tovuz l'kohos aim v'yesh to base l'akas v'zamakas mardus v'lenosh kifim ha'shoroi. So it says in the Rambam that there's a general issue besides Hakon Klola, which is Chiyuv Nisa with the Lav. There's a general Oror on Makla Ovav Ima. Oror Makla Ovav Ima. So I was wondering, does that also require Oysen Maisa Amcha? The Oror of Oror Makla Ovav Ima, is that only by Oysen Maisa Amcha? But maybe not. It doesn't say over there anything about Oysen Maisa Amcha. By klol and akol, this is specific yisurim of klol and akol. So there we have a little. There it says mostly by amcha yisur. We have a little voice of ma'is amcha. We have a hekesh akol or klolo. So there you have to have voice of ma'is amcha. But the din of or maklavim, the or of or maklavim, it doesn't say anything about voice of ma'is amcha. So I thought maybe that's the shot. Maybe the or of or maklavim is even if he's not voice of ma'is amcha. So maybe he can't be shlich basin. Except by ma'is of idiach. That's maybe idiach takes off the or maklavim. If that maybe he's a Hezbollah, why does he take off the, if that's the shot, so why what does it matter that he's a Mesa Samidir? We'll have to say, Lissachmul Lissachas is Mafkia from Ora Makla Ovavima. It could be. On a variety, but I'm just making a suggestion rather than say it's an Isidra Abon. Okay. Yeah.
Possibly like Mr.
Asay
of Kibbutz
Avayim,
just go
through a shuffle. Maybe just ask that Asay of Kibbutz. I think it does say Kibbutz Avayim is only because Oysen Maisa Amcha. Oh yeah, there is a Kibbutz Avayim. Right. The Ram says that there's Kibbutz Avayim even a stack of Erigishma. The Ram says there's Kibbutz Avayim even if he's not a Oysen Maisa Amcha.
Yes.
What is machlokes?
If there's a mitzvah based in lahakos or kalav, so
maybe kibbutz avayim.
I mean, our gemara doesn't factor in kibbutz avayim.
Maybe it goes into the gemara is bigger fish to fry because it's busy with the semisa, but maybe kibbutz avayim is also something. The Torah says, "Nearly came and shulosh ain't a chayla chayde." Okay, something to look through some more. Yeah, you're right. We don't even have to come out to the or. Maybe the Ram is Poshitos Kibbutz Avayim. And the Rambam Shitosli. That would be very good. The Rambam Shitosli, not like the Tur. The Rambam Shitosli, that there's no Kibbut Ava'im, that there is Kibbut Ava'im, even if it's not Eisim Ma'isam. Okay. It'll be seen in Tur, though, because the Tur Paschim is that there's no Kibbut Ava'im if it's not Eisim Ma'isam. But by an Agamor, the Tur Paschim is like the Rambam, that he can't be a Shliach Vesti. That would be a steer. Maybe the Rif could agree the aura, that the aura is different. I don't know why, I don't know. Okay, this little maybe some questions to the answer.